Welcome to Running on Ice, the coolest community in freight. I'm your host, Mary O'Connell, bringing you the latest tech updates, warehouse news, and everything happening in the cold chain world. Not only is there the coolest show in freight, but there's Running on Ice, the newsletter that could not be colder. You can subscribe to that on freightwaves.com/runningonice. Today, we are bringing back the one and only expert on pretty much all, I'm going to consider the pretty much all things produce shipping, and that is the one and only Mitch Mazzaro, Director of Temperature Controlled at Arai Logistics. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Yeah, I appreciate that intro. It's great. Thank you.
I mean, I like to think that you're the expert in all things produce. I'm sure there's someone that is, I don't know. I'm going to say that you are. To me, you are. All right. So coming into it, we are in March. So it's not quite produce season yet. And I know that come May, you guys are full speed ahead, running. Basically, however many trucks you can throw at fields, you are. But this is kind of the pre-season prep that you guys do to make sure that to make sure that produce season goes off without a hitch. So what are some preparations that both shippers and carriers and brokers need to kind of start making now to make sure that they have a successful produce season?
There's a lot of things that we're doing at Arrive and that people are doing within the industry in general. I know we've talked about it before, but those 100 days of summer are going to be here before we know it. We kind of shoot it off with Memorial Day and end on Labor Day. So we're basically going to ramp up to that period. Now, it's not that you can't get produce now. Obviously, when you go to the grocery store, you can get it. But a lot of it we're importing through Central America, South America, other parts of the world. So how do we gear up for domestic produce as it starts to kick off is it's a great question. It's something that we always want to focus on. So the areas that we're starting to have our conversations about capacity, how are trucks looking? Can we start to get those trucks placed in those regions would be Florida, South Georgia, right? That's going to be what kicks off first for us on the East Coast. And then you'll have on the West Coast, we'll start in the NorCal area with Salinas, Fresno, kind of up in that region. So as we start to get ready, we want to make sure that our capacity is starting to position itself to start hauling those produce loads. And I've said this before on your show, it's like, we appreciate the influx of loads that we're about to get, like, right? Like, we're ready, we're welcoming it. So I think we're getting aligned with the conversations that we're having with our shippers, making sure that our carriers are ready, that they're, there's been a lot of changes in the marketplace in general. And so just making sure that capacity is there, any new drivers that they have in their fleets, are they trained on hauling produce, because each one has its own specifics. So those conversations are definitely starting to ramp up. We appreciated, a little Q1 is a little quieter for us, kind of gives us a little breathing room, which is great. And like I said, we're gearing up for the 100 days of summer and the ramp up that it takes to get us there before Memorial Day.
I think that that's the whole aspect of, you're grateful for the loads, you're excited to have the work, but at the same time, like, you have that standard level of service that all of your customers are, accustomed to. So you just have to kind of make a plan to make sure that they continue to get that level of service that they expect from you guys. And it's not just like, we're going to figure it out as we go.
Yeah, it comes down to us. It's training, like making sure that our entire sales floor understands the commodities that we're hauling, understands the promises that we made to the shipper and the receiver and the driver themselves. So there's a lot of different requirements and characteristics and everything about the life of the load to make sure that it's successfully delivered. And I think that that's very important to make sure that it's an open dialogue and communication across all parties to make sure that the load is ultimately on time.
You mean that you are a logistics service provider that is okay contacting your customer to talk about how they're feeling? What a time.
I want to hear all feelings, thoughts. Like logistics, we've all seen the curveballs and we're ready for them, but that dialogue is what's the most important.
That is something I truly never understood when I worked at multiple 3PLs I worked at. They would know, that would be like, oh, hey, like, I need this answer. Can you ask the customer? Like, I'd go to the sales team and be like, can you ask the customer or whatever? And they're like, no, I said, why? And they're like, we don't want to bother the customer. And I go, okay, well, like, the customer is paying us to do their logistics for them, and this is going to help us do that. So wouldn't we want the answer for the service that they're paying us to do? And everybody's like, we just don't want to bother the customer. And I'm like, okay.
In logistics in general, you hear no news is good news. And that is not the case when it comes to produce shipments. If somebody is quiet, I'm like, they're screwing something up. I got to get a hold of them. I got to figure out what they're doing. You know, like, no news is not good news when it comes to this world. Somebody's quiet, they're quiet for a reason.
It's kind of like when you're in a home with a bunch of small children and all of a sudden it's gotten very quiet and everyone has stopped shrieking. That's when you're like, oh, okay, something is about to be on fire. All right. So I don't know if this is the perfect time. And this is me just also, I'm not a produce girly expert. The closest I get is I know when to ship a thing of seed so that way it can be planted in the ground and then ready for the 100 days of summer. But when it comes to, you know, the best time to approach a shipper or to get on that produce, like approved list, I've got nothing. So break it down for us. When's the best time to approach a shipper? If I'm looking to, as either as a carrier or as a broker or as whatever, if I want to go to that shipper and say, hey, I would like to start hauling your strawberries, when is the best time to approach them? Because I have a feeling it's not in the 100 days of summer.
Right. Well, once they're already in season, you're kind of behind the game. So the easiest way for me to sort of like illustrate this, and I don't want to get in trouble because this is what we talk about in our trainings, but it's like you have a map and you just follow the weather patterns, right? Like you start in the southern states, that's where it gets warmer first. We start to work our way up. So you're starting in Florida, you go to Georgia and the Carolinas, and eventually you end up in Delaware and, you know, just the Northeast in general. The same thing on the West Coast. We start in California, we start working our way up. By July, we're up in Washington. So if you just follow the weather pattern, that's the easiest way to determine when you're calling a shipper, right? So an apple shipper doesn't want a phone call right now. Their busiest part of the year is the second half of the year, right? Like, they don't need you right now. So when you're calling them and the need is not there for a 3PL partner, right? Like, you're going to spin your wheels. They're probably not going to take your call, right? Like, you're not adding any value to their transportation network at that time. They're already covered up. They're saving the freight that, you know, you can still buy a Washington apple at any point, but they're saving that freight for the people that helped them through the tough times, you know, like Q4 especially. So I think when you're paying attention to just how the weather sort of moves its way through the United States is a very good indicator on which shippers you should be calling, right? You want to kind of be ahead of it. It's not like we're not trying to predict the weather here, like, right? We're not getting that too intuitive about it. Like, just understand when things start to get a little bit warmer, things are growing, we're going to start harvesting. And that's how you sort of determine which shippers to call, right? So that's part one. Part two would be the flip side of that, would be the inverse, right? So if I know that I have a Florida shipper, I know their season is coming up now. It's going to be very difficult for them to find trucks. We want to offer those solutions to them. We want to bring them capacity. If you flash forward a couple months when the Florida season starts to die down, if I'm calling a receiver in Florida, it becomes difficult because that driver's outbound freight is no longer paying as much, right? That's kind of a long-winded answer, but it's like you have to think about also the inverse market. If their pay is going to go down because it's no longer peak season, it's going to be more expensive to go in there, thus harder to find capacity. So if you're calling a shipper or calling a receiver, that's how you sort of determine when's a good time to call this person, right? Like, I want to pay attention to their seasons.
That makes a lot of sense. Because again, like, you don't want to be calling like when it's like, you don't want to be like May 13th. If they're pulling stuff out of the ground, that's not day one that you want to make that phone call. You want to do it maybe maybe like a month or two ahead of time, or maybe a couple weeks ahead of time. So that way you're not sitting there and just getting rejected 24/7, because at that point in time, if I'm that shipping manager, I don't have time to deal with you. I have like a week to get all of this stuff out and sent out to where it needs to be before it goes bad. So like, truly do not bother me.
Well, what I found out that it's like, We don't need you. We don't need you. We need you. We need you. Where are you? Where? And then it's like, oh, we don't need you anymore.
But I guess that's all that planning and that kind of estimation of capacity and everything you guys do in the off season really kind of comes in handy there. Because if you, I mean, you don't predict the weather, you don't sit there and go, well, on Thursday, it's going to be 70 degrees. And on Friday, you know, you're like, okay, well, temps are consistently hitting 50, 60. There's not as many frost warnings out overnight. So you can reasonably assume people are going to start planting soon. And then, you know, kind of do some, okay, in a couple months, they're going to be harvesting. You can kind of get that part. So that way, I feel like you can kind of stage your carriers appropriately of like, hey, around this time period, maybe have some extra trucks in this area that we could potentially use.
Right. I feel like if you're trying to catch on to maybe the Florida season, you're starting to get a little bit behind. You would probably want to start really actively prospecting. If you're doing South Georgia, now would be a good time to start. If you want to focus in NorCal around Salinas and all of our leafy greens, now would be a good time to start, because they're going to, when these shippers, they're already negotiating their contracts with retailers and food providers, right? Like, they have anticipated yields. They know how much they're planting. They know how much historically they typically get from a season. And so they're already negotiating those contracts with those big box retailers. And so by the time it goes live, they know their assignments. They might have these six DCs and these two DCs and this DC in Texas. And that's where you really start to be like, okay, well, those are your alignments for the season. These are my prices to get you there. This is the capacity that I can offer you. Do you want a drop trailer? Do you want, like, you know, and you can start to get into the specifics, but you already sort of bypassed those very generic questions that expose you into not being a knowledgeable partner, right? It's like, if you're calling the shipper in Washington and they're like, why are you calling now? It's like, you're setting yourself up in a conversation where they're like, Mitch, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, why is he calling me right now? You know? And so I think that you're already starting your conversation off from a knowledge standpoint of like, I understand your product. I understand your season. I also deliver to these same retailers or food service providers that you do. I understand the different delivery restrictions, like or requirements that you're up against. I can be a partner for this.
Yeah, I think that that's really important as well, because I think I was listening to something one time that they brought up, like, how to contact a produce shipper. And this is immediately how I was like, I don't think you guys know what you're talking about in this area. They were very knowledgeable in a whole bunch of other things, but they was like, okay, how do I source a produce shipper? Like, if I want to go do this, how do I do it? And they're like, yeah, if you call them in the off season, that's a great time to start talking to them. And I was like, what? And they were like, oh yeah, call them in like December or January. And I was like, nobody wants to talk to you in December or January because they have nothing to give you. It's just going to be like, so did you do anything cool yesterday?
Yeah, you can like try to build up that rapport, but when somebody's busy, like I heard before, it's like they kind of appreciate like a little bit of a breather before they know that they're going to be working 7 days a week coordinating trucks.
The thing is about the, because like, yeah, okay, we move dry van freight, we move all of this other stuff, and yeah, you'll usually have someone on coverage over the weekend, but when it comes to that actual like 100 days of summer, like there's one designated person usually that is like a produce expert, and there's like a small group of them, and they are just rotating, and they don't sleep, and they don't really get those days off because stuff always has to move. And yeah, you know, it's kind of a well-oiled machine, but stuff goes wrong, reefer units stop running or stop working, and things have to be like offloaded, and it's a very delicate dance, I feel like.
I think in preparation for the season kicking off, speaking of just delays or reefer breakdown and things like that, making sure that the drivers are informed on the specific commodity, especially if you have a mixer load where you might have three or four pickups in Salinas, you're getting all these different commodities, right? Like, how many case counts are we getting? You know, making sure the bill of lading is correct, making sure the temperature is correct. But honestly, in my 15 years of doing this, still having to explain on every single load, this is your, like, this are the details of your load. please make sure your reefer is set to continuous, not start stop. But it's just in the marketplace for what's happened over the last couple of years and the influx of drivers that we have and people on the road, or, you know, it's just like, you never know. And so it's best just to go through your checklist and be like, you're getting 1,000 cases of lettuce. You're going right down the list. I'm like, are we good? Okay, we're good. All right.
So completely random question for you. And it is, if you were to go back and you were to go pick like a new produce commodity to start with, you know, you don't have a whole lot of experience, what would be your first produce option that you would choose? Like, what would be the first one? Would it be berries, lettuce? Like, what are we looking at? What's a good gateway produce?
Well, I think it depends on, so when I'm training our sales floor, right, like we have classes coming through every month. People want to learn about produce. They understand that, you know, it can be, you know, it keeps them, you know, it's good freight, right? So my thing to them always, like when you're in the grocery store, pay attention to what it costs to buy that, right? Like I'll go and I'll buy a plastic container of raspberries and it's $7.99 and I eat it in 30 seconds. I'm like, so imagine you're shipping an entire truckload of that. It's high value cargo. It's very sensitive. You have to make sure that you're understanding what you're getting yourself into. If you're new in the produce world and you want to start prospecting produce, stick to the basics, your apples, your potatoes, your onions, right? Like things that are, you know, quote unquote, like they're high volume items, you know, they're relatively cheap compared to some of the produce that you can buy. They're not, you have specialty items within the category, but like generally speaking, you know, like we're going to be okay. And so stick to those sort of produce commodities. Not to say stay away from other ones, but like your berries, they are sensitive and they are considered high value. You might get excited when you hear about cherry season kicking off in NorCal. It's kind of like the first thing of the summer. And it's like, well, cherries, you can have a load of cherries, you know, north of 200K very, very quick. And so if you're picking up something like that, you have to understand the requirements that you're up against. You know, the last thing you need is a driver neglect claim because you didn't run your reefer on continuous, which is a simple setting that you switch. And now you have $230,000 worth of cherries that you have to try to salvage.
That's a very expensive mistake. And yeah, so I'm a big fan of start with your potatoes, your onions, your hearty produce that can take a beating in a nice way.
Well, you also have to think about like the skin. That's a good thing to look at is like, all right, how is the skin of this commodity? And that's usually a good way to look at it as well.
I mean, look, I've been at the grocery store. I have seen some busted onions where I'm like, ooh, like good thing you got layers, but dang.
Sometimes, I mean, you have potatoes and apples and onions. Most of them are harvested in the fall and they go into storage. Why we can always buy a Washington apple, for example, but it's, you know, they test the sugar contents and they see, okay, this one we need to sell now. This lot we can sell in 4 months. And so when you have those commodities, naturally they're not as time sensitive. Therefore, their requirements aren't going to be as strict. You're still produce. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, still following the rules. But there's a spectrum.
It's that if you aren't 100% sure what you're doing yet, if you make a mistake, it's a much less expensive mistake.
Exactly. Yes.
That being said, you have much experience in this area. Do you have a favorite produce or a favorite commodity that you like to work with?
Well, this is going to sound counterintuitive, but my favorite is the cherries. My career was sort of brought up. I had this customer of mine that for years we became like family. And so every year before cherry season, they're like, are you ready? Like, here we go again. And I'm like, I'm ready. All right, let's go. Like, And so it was, you know, it was thrilling. It was had its challenges, you know, it was, but you develop like that bond with your customer and like moving their freight. And then when the season's done, you're like, okay, we did it. All right. So hauling cherries is probably, it's to answer your question, but then I go to the grocery store and I'm like, what? They want $11 a pound? I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
That's cute though. I feel like that is a case where the shipper and like that customer is going to make all the difference in the world. Like they're like, truly, if you have a good, that's a testament to if you have a good partnership, you can get through anything.
Well, I feel like we've, over the years, the shipper of choice is a very real thing. Like, we understand that commodities, especially the produce commodities, have their challenges. And how can, like, I, quote unquote, as a shipper, help in the success of the load? And that's the same thing that we do as a brokerage. How do we help with the success? The receiver, how can we contribute? And so I think that finding those true partnerships are difficult, but they are out there.
All right. That being said, we are running out of time. And Mitch, I got a spicy question for you today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you could choose any superpower, but it only worked on Wednesday, what day? What would you choose?
If it was Wednesday, I think it would be to slow down just life. Not my work day. I want my work day to stay the same, but like just all the noise, everything around me just kind of gives me a little midweek reset. I think that would be a pretty good superpower for a Wednesday specifically.
I like that because, I mean, Wednesdays are usually like the uffiest day. Now you're just like, it's a chill day.
Yeah. Everybody's quiet around me. Everything's going smoothly. We're going to get through this week because we're already halfway through now.
Exactly. It's a max chill vibe. And I like that. That's a good one. All right. So if anyone has any ideas on how to make your superpower a reality, or if they want to pick your brain about, you know, setting up with a produce shipper, where can they find you outside the show?
Yeah. LinkedIn is a good thing. And we through the website, anybody can always submit an inquiry and see us, but LinkedIn would be the easiest and quickest for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you for having me again.
You can catch other episodes of Running on Ice right here on Freight Waves TV, YouTube, or anywhere you get your podcasts like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Meanwhile, Running on Ice news, no sweat. Subscribe to the newsletter on freightwaves.com/runningonice. See you on the internet.